But now let's do get on over to our second interview. So I have the OG of RX Radio, Qaqamba Cuba, RX Radio legend and former host of Qaqamba's Inspiration Corner. Qaqamba Cuba has been with RX Radio since primary school, and she is now a law student at UWC. Yes, I said that, people. She has done very well for herself since leaving primary and high school, often appearing on the Dean's List, which awards high-achieving students in university. Qaqamba's journey is especially unique as she has been conquering it while living with a chronic condition. She joins us today to talk about this and independent life after high school. Welcome home, Qaqamba. How are you doing?
Hello, Talita. I'm fine, thanks, and you? Thank you for inviting me.
It's always good to see you. It's always good. So on today's broadcast, we have been taking the opportunity to give advice to matriculants and those who have just left high school, as well as those who are still don't know what to do yet after high school, you know. But before we get into your journey of after grade 12, can you just please take us back to how grade 12 was for you, like that year?
So to be honest, grade 12 for me was better than grade 11. Because I feel like grade 12 was short and it was like a revision of what we've been doing the past 2 years. So grade 12 was not so challenging like grade 11. So I would say people that are doing grade 12 now should not stress a lot about the fact that they're in grade 12. They must just make sure that they are revising the work that they've done the past 2 years, because that's what they have been tested on. On their final exams too.
Okay, I will not be stressing because, you know, I'll try not to stress. Qaqamba, how would you say living with a chronic condition affected your schooling?
It affected my schooling in many ways, because when you have a chronic condition, it's not easy to go to a mainstream school, which is normal school. I tried to do that in grade 10 when I couldn't find the school, and then I struggled because of the stairs going up and down, changing periods, so I had to get a special school. That's how I ended up being at Jan Kriel. And to have a chronic condition is not easy, because special schools are very expensive. Yeah. And our parents or guardians cannot afford it, so like it's a lot, but we end up, you know, because at the end of the day, we all want to be something in life. So it's not easy, but it's worth it. It's worth trying.
We have another thing in common. I'm also at Jan Kriel. Just saying. When it came to moving out of the comfort zone and support of high school, how did you feel about moving into the university stage?
I was nervous, I was scared, but for me it was not such a... The thing that I was most scared about is how will I be received there at campus, because I've always been in special school. But being independent was not the big thing for me, because I've been independent most of my life. I was in St. Joseph's home, I was in boarding school, so it was not much of a thing, but being accepted at campus was the big thing for me. But I was so surprised when things turn up to be a good way. I saw that children at universities, they are more mature. They don't judge. They don't see, like, your disability. They just see any person. So it's not a big change, but, and I'm actually enjoying it today.
Nice man.
So you should not worry.
I will not. Qaqamba, there is a lot more independency and responsibility in university. How have you managed at all?
I've managed to be like, to be disciplined, especially now that there is online learning. You don't have, and I think it's all about you. Like, you must always remind yourself why you're there. And you must tell yourself that it's always up to you. No one's gonna remind you to do this and that. It's up to you. So now I'm very disciplined. Yes, there are times that you feel lazy, but you must know if you don't work today, tomorrow you must work two times more because of the day that you did nothing. So I think you must be disciplined and motivate yourself.
Speaking about motivation, what motivated you to go into university, and please tell us more about the course you're studying.
To be honest, what motivated me to go to university is because I didn't want to stay at home. And with this high unemployment rate in South Africa, school was the only thing for me, you know. If I had the choice to go to work, I think I would have worked. But I wanted to go to school because I didn't want to be that disabled child being at home doing nothing. And yeah, I'm doing law because I wanted to do IT, but then, you know, maths and yeah. So I didn't enjoy CAD. So that's why I did law, and I'm enjoying law. I liked to know about our rights. That's why I did law. Like, you know, things that other people don't know that they should actually know.
Yeah.
Like your rights, yeah. Your responsibilities, like if you, like things that you must know,
yes.
That you have a right to have access housing, you have right to whatever. So that's why I decided to do law.
Now that you've been there studying for a while, what motivates you to work hard and stay in school?
I think what motivates me like the most is the people that have supported me along the way, like oh Miss Mom, like oh Sister Booth, and like you guys also, you know, people that look up to me. It's like a surprise, man, but that's the thing that motivates me, that I must work more harder. Even if this year I don't do so good, but at least next year I must improve from the other year. Yeah.
You've accomplished a lot in varsity, I must say, often appearing on the Dean's List. How do you do it? Like, how?
As I said, it's the discipline, and I think you must, like, it's discipline, do what you have to do every day. I was in the Dean's Merit List, not because I planned to, it just happened. It's just that you do your work every day. You listen, you ask questions, like, now I ask questions, I email the lectures, like, so if you don't know anything, just ask the other students, don't be scared to asking, because at the end of the day, we are all there to learn, and what you know, I might not know, and what I know, you might not know. So now I ask Shem, and that's what lectures like the most, like, a student that is willing to ask when they don't understand. So that's what I always do.
Yeah, and someone actually told me that asking questions doesn't make you dumb.
Yeah.
It actually helps the next person.
Yeah.
Kwamba, what words of encouragement do you have for children with chronic conditions who feel like going to university is going to be hard to do, especially being alone in varsity? For example, you live at Res, so they are scared.
So I'll just say, don't be scared of the unknown. Like, take it day by day. There's a lot of support in universities. There's a disability unit. And you will, when you get there, you'll actually find other children that also have disability, even if it's learning disability, even if it's physical. And to be honest, everyone is there to support one another. So you don't have to be scared. And if you don't want to stay in Res, that's fine. You can still be at home and travel up and down. So don't be scared. Just go and try it out.
It's been a pleasure seeing you again. I hope I'll see you soon. Thank you for joining us today and sharing your story.